Hello, my name is Roger Watson, and I'm from the University of Hull in the UK, and welcome to this course on mock and scaling analysis. The aims of this course are that by the end of it, you will have a full grasp of what mock and scaling is, and that you will also be able to run a mock and scaling analysis on R. Clearly, it's not expected that you will become experts in mock and scaling. This would take place afterwards if you become interested in it and start using it with your own data. So hopefully it will be low on mathematics, high on conceptual understanding, with plenty of applications of mock and scaling, and a practical exercise. The teaching will be done online and virtually using a variety of different media, such as podcasts like this one, YouTube, articulate PowerPoints, blogs, and plenty of reading, which will be available on Google Drive for you. And, as I say, ultimately there will be a practical exercise for you to carry out using the mock and scaling analysis program on R. And R is a public domain statistical software, and you'll be shown how to download this and how to run a preliminary mock and scaling analysis. Mock and scaling comes under the umbrella of item response theory, and specifically it's a non-parametric version of item response theory. The non-parametric nature of mock and scaling is something that I will explain later, but you may be more familiar with the parametric methods, and prime amongst these is RASH modelling. This first session is essentially an introduction to the course and also an introduction to item response theory. There are two links here for you to look at. One is a YouTube link to remind yourself what Likert scaling is, because Likert scaling is fundamental to the scoring system used for many of the sort of questionnaires that you will be analysing using mock and scaling. I'm sure you understand quite a bit about Likert scaling already. Then I want you to watch a YouTube link on a conceptual introduction to item response theory, part one, the logic of IRT scoring. There's a series of YouTubes, but they do become increasingly more complex and mathematical. But this one, using an example from physiotherapy, shows you at least what item response theory scoring is about. And you need to understand the fundamentals of item response theory before we move on to looking more specifically at mock and scaling. I hope you find the first session and the subsequent sessions useful. One thing I would like to know is if any of the links to the YouTubes or to the articulate PowerPoints or anything that I've put up online are broken. You must let me know immediately. My email is r.watson@hull.ac.uk, and I will try my best to fix the link or to get that link to you by some other means. Thanks very much for listening.